Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
On the Ricky Nelson thing, everybody's getting this all wrong.
I see.
This was a rock and roll revival show that Richard Nader put on, I think, for about 3 years in a row. Nelson showed up, did his early hits, did like Honky Tonk Woman and a couple others. He didn't get booed off the stage, but he did get booed, and he died in an airplane crash about 13 years later. So, you know.
All right. So this concert at Madison Square Garden was intended to be what?
It was a rock and roll oldie show. It had, you know, doo-wop groups, Ricky Nelson. I think Bill Haley was still alive at the time. Probably Little Richard. In fact, I've got some of the recordings. Little Richard, Chuck Berry, those guys who show up and all that stuff.
Okay, so did he, in fact, show up looking little...
Yeah, he had long hair and the, the purple velvet pants and the puffy sleeves. He didn't look like Little Ricky, but... He did Believe What You Say, It's Late, Hello Mary Lou, and all that stuff.
And he did them the way they wanted him to do them, but he didn't look like it. Oh, I see.
Yeah, but that's the deal, and he wrote the song.
And it's extraordinary that wasn't that as easily his biggest hit, or no?
I think it was his only really number one hit.
I mean,
whether it sold more than a couple of the others, I don't know. But
it's intriguing to me that... You know, an event like that can happen, and you can be utterly frustrated and down about it, and then write a song. And it must be a situation where you're writing it saying, boy, wouldn't it be something if the song I'm writing here, this sort of cathartic event where I'm writing this song and trying to get my head right again and take some shots back at these people, wouldn't it be something if that actually turned out to be a good song? Because so much of the time, it must not work out that way. I mean, Dylan breaks up with his girl, and she leaves. She goes to Europe, and he writes... Don't Think Twice. Susie Rotolo.
I'm hip to that, but that's actually based on a whaling song that Paul...
No, you didn't hear me.
I heard the reason that he...
You didn't hear me. I said it's...
Because he broke up
Listen! Listen!
I'm listening, but you're... You're slightly wrong.
Could you listen, please?
I'm listening, but you're slightly wrong. Keep going.
The song I said was Don't Think Twice.
It's all right. Yes, I was just playing it on the J200 about 20 minutes ago.
No, but you just started to say, no, that's actually a song from an old...
It's based on an old whaling song. He took and recreated some lyrics, but part of it is also based on an old whaling song sung by a guy, actually Paul Clayton, who wrote... hung around this old town too long and stuff like that. Dylan got stuff from everybody.
Wait a minute. You were just talking about Boots of Spanish Leather.
That also has to do with Suze Rotolo leaving.
But is that the one based on the old whaling song?
No. Don't Think Twice is based on changes from an old whaling song that Paul Clayton used to sing. And I used to know the song. It's been a long time.
What's bizarre about that is Boots of Spanish Leather sounds like the one that would be based on an old whaling song.
That'd be based on more of an English...
sea shanty.
English folk, you know, something like Martin Carthy or somebody like that.
But when you say... I mean, I'm trying to think where... only the music could be on the Don't Think Twice. I'm trying to think how those lyrics could fit into an old whaling song.
Some of the lines... do have to do with being at sea and lonely and looking for the whale, essentially.
No, but that's not what Don't Think Twice is about.
Well, not anymore, but it, you know...
No, but I mean, there is no line of them being lonely.
The sentiment is off of the chord changes. It's an odd song for... the chord changes and nothing else for Dylan, especially in those days. I knew him once a long time ago, but that doesn't make me famous or anything. I just knew him once. We were in the same place at the same time.
Wait a minute. At the same place at the same time?
We played some of those. I played some of those places when I was a kid, Bastille and,
So you used to play when... Were you
not
at a...
Not with him, but I played around when he played around.
Did you ever play at the same place he played right after he played?
I played the same nights he played on the West Bank, and I can't think... The name of the place is gone. It's been a long time
ago. Well, I can tell you the names of all the places. 10 O'Clock Scholar?
Scholar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was about 2 years younger than him. I still am.
And he would get up and play, and then you'd get up and play.
Yeah. And so I played before him once. I played after him once when he played with Kerner.
Did you sit and visit with him?
Well, you know, Bobby was not much of a visitor. If you had something, he could take a song or a lick or something. He talked to you. Otherwise, he didn't have much time for you. Who knew he was going to be who he was? Hell, to this day, I'm a better guitar player than he ever was. But that doesn't matter. He's who he is, and I'm where I am, and I'm happy, and I hope he's happy.
Now, while he wasn't a good guitar player in his early years, he's actually considered quite good today by his contemporaries. You're saying you're better than he is now?
Well, always, especially on acoustic guitar. Yeah, I could always play better than him. I could play better than Kerner. I still can.
Well, that's quite a claim.
I'm not going anywhere with it. I do it for fun, for the hell of it. Just like your record, you did it for the... I don't know if you made any money off it or not. It doesn't matter. You did it.
Oh, I got rich, yeah.
I doubt that. I heard the record. No, you didn't get rich, Jack.
I don't know, you remind me of a guy you'd run into on the East Coast and be glad you don't live out there.
God, I hate New York.
You'd fit there.
No, when I was in the Army, the guys that I despised the most were the guys from New York and New Jersey.
Huh. What do you do now?
I run the business side of my wife's healthcare practice.
Better than anybody else.
And I got a little band we play out once in a while for the hell of it. There ain't no money in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, we play rock and roll.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Are you guys any good?
Yeah, actually we are.
I knew you'd say that.
Of course we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fantastic. They're fabulous. And between us, we sometimes pull down as much as two bills a night for 4 hours' work, including setup and tear.
How much do you think you should get based on your ability?
Oh, my ability? Mm. Well, I think I'm alone worth $500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Well, there's nothing, modesty. What has modesty done for anybody?
I don't know. People tend to get along with those folks better, but other than that, I can't think of anything.
But,
Yeah.
My kids are raised. I got grandchildren. Their modesty doesn't have anything to do with my life. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you've jettisoned it all right.
No, I'm good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Thanks.
Have a good night, Jack.
I had a friend in high school called everybody Jack. To this day, my friends and I still joke about him. Oh, God. I'm up. I don't want to be up. What am I up for, Speed? I was talking to you about something else. What? I hate commercials. What do I have to do here?
Homestead,
those losers. Why do I have to do an ad for them? All they do is rob you blind. I've been working with these clowns for a long time, and all they'll do is take your money and leave you wishing you had gone with just about anybody else. You'd be happier going with an ex-prison guard, unemployed, living in North Minneapolis in a slumlord's joint. In fact, that's the name of a mortgage company I'm going to start doing ads for. Ex-prison guard, North Minneapolis slumlord guy. Mortgage. All right, I'll do a real ad for Homestead. Not feeling inspired. All right, I got an ad. Listen, Jack, I work for Homestead Mortgage. We're the best mortgage company there is out there. I've met other mortgage lenders. I've met other loan officers. They can't hold a candle to me. Well, that's just a fact, Jack. All right, here's what I want you to know. I'm not making any money at this, but it's not about money. Sometimes when you're the best, you just have to settle for the fact that the average yahoo doesn't know it. All right? I think of Picasso sometimes. You think he made a lot of money while he was alive? No, he did? Well, forget him then. Van Gogh. He didn't. Not only that, he took a shot to the ear, didn't he? I've taken shots all my life from yahoos who couldn't hold a candle to me, the yahoos who couldn't carry my spit. Let me tell you a little something. Homestead Mortgage is not only the best, it's the only mortgage company out there. I see other mortgage companies, but when I look closely, I realize they're not a mortgage company. You got to have A, B, C, and D to be a mortgage company. They don't have half of A. Jack. Homestead. 651-490-5555.